Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted, and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Okay, we are going to be praying against danger. This month is a month of prayer. What do I call this month? It's a month of prayer. We're going to be praying against dangers. Please, follow what your man of God is telling you. So many times I stood on this altar and I warned you, you don't go here. It's a month of prayer. Evil will not come near us in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 59 verse 19. Let's look at the word of God before we pray. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. And when the enemies are coming like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard against them. Look at it again. It said, when the enemies are coming like a flood. So I want to pray for you right now. There can't be danger without an evil person that will bring the danger. So I pray for you. Any enemy that will come like a flood against you and your family, I pray right now, will raise a standard against them that they will not prosper in the name of Jesus. This is a mysterious season. It's a mischievous season. This time, and believers should be very, very careful. I'm very, very prayerful. Please look at me. Before you leave your house in the morning, please pray. When you are returning back, please pray. As the world is coming to an end, so many evils are everywhere. It's my prayer for you. They will not get you and your family. Your amen is not born again. I said they will not get you and your family. Matthew 26 verse 41. They say, watch and pray. Yes. Watch and pray. I repeat again, you want to go out, please pray. You want to sleep, please pray. Please pray. Two friends visited another person. All of them ate. The three of them, they ate the same food. They ate from the same plate. And the same food had been poisoned. How did they do it? There is a wicked science invoked now. Can I pray for you? Their wicked science will not get you. Yes. How did they do it? And they killed that person. And there are three that ate from the same plate like this. And they looked, they couldn't get it. But the people that are spiritual knew that the food was poison. Whatever danger that is in front of you in the many days of this year, may you escape them in the name of Jesus. And listen to me. When you pray, God will give you revelation. Oh, yes, say amen. Yeah. Now, please don't joke with the revelation God has given to you. It don't happen. I said, don't joke with what? Revelation. Give revelation. It will show you dream. Don't say, it's just a dream. Pray about it. Come into God's hand. We are praying against evil in the month of November. We're praying from today. That evil, danger will not come near you in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. This is only for 5%. Nothing will get you unaware this month. Yeah. May your spiritual eyes be open to see what God is doing in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. The trap of the wicked prepared for you, you will not enter into them. Yeah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Look at me, no matter how strong your enemies, no matter how strong they are, no matter how terrible they are, look at me, you can confront them with prayer. Confront everyone. First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17. He said, pray continually. Pray continually. Pray continually. First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17 again amplified. He said, be unceasing and persistent in prayer. If you cannot pray, you become a prey to the enemy. If you cannot pray, you become a victim of the enemy, of the wicked. This is not the time to pursue Christmas loot. This is not the time to pursue money. As you pray and serve God, what you are looking for will come to you. It's only for a few of you. I say it will come to you. Job Job chapter 5 verse 12. I want us to look at this word of God before we pray. There can be no danger without an agent. Job 5. And God disappointed the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. There are crafty and wicked people around. Are you ready for this prayer? Their hands will not be able to hurt you in the name of Jesus. God will make you an impossible task for the enemy to unravel in the name of Jesus Christ. So many people are there right now, the enemy has stamped up with their life. Anybody understand my voice, that the enemy has stamped up with your life? Jehovah repair your destiny for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Psalm 91 verse 10 is a deliverance service. He said, He said, there shall no evil that will befall thee. No evil that will befall me. Say, let me hear. No evil. Neither shall any plague, any danger, any evil come near my dwelling. Say, let me hear now. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe your word. No evil will befall me and my household. No plague will come near me and my family. Say, in the name of Jesus, shout a dangerous amen. I repeat again, no evil will come near your family. No wickedness will come near your household. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now look at it. Isaiah 7:7 says, it shall not stand, it shall not come to pass. Whatever they have finished, whatever they have designed, whatever they have fashioned, and they put your name and family name, their hands, their head, that finish it will carry it in the name of Jesus Christ. See, you will not answer the satanic call of your enemies in the name of Jesus. Some will sleep and you will be hearing that. They die from the sleep. Some will sleep, they will be saying, yes, I'm hearing you. Oh, who? Anybody that call your name when you are sleeping, the tunnel of God will visit them in the name of Jesus Christ. Whoever is not resting because of you and your family, the Lord will put them to rest in the name of Jesus. You will not be at the wrong place at the wrong time or the right time in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not walk into the trap or into the pit the enemy has made for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Your legs will not take you to the place of destruction in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are the one I'm praying for, let me hear you. I said, the Lord encamp you, the enemy will not get you in the name of the Lord Jesus. This season, the enemy will not swallow you. November, December, these are the time that the enemy begin to wrap up for the year. They will not wrap you up with the year in the name of Jesus. November, December is the time that you give account. Wow, they begin to put their works together because they want promotion. Nobody will use you for promotion in the name of Jesus Christ. November, December time, that's the time their evil is so much. Their God is asking for God. I want to pray for you that your hand reject every form of bewitchment in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh my God. Oh, even your health will not fail you in the name of Jesus. Now you will end this November 2024 in a very great way in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I have prayed for you. Whoever carry your matter for her to harm you, they will go on exile in the name of the Lord Jesus. Romans chapter 8 verse 31 says, if God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for us, if God be for you, is God for you, then let me pray for you. Anyone that is standing against you, no be me talking about the Bible, I pray their portion, I'm telling you now, and what they wish you, return back to their head in the name of the Lord Jesus. Look at me. These people, sometimes they even wish their own children evil. How much more you? Whoever. I pastor people. I have met people during counseling. I have met the great. I have met the little. And I've seen the wickedness of men in high places. And one of the things these people say is that anybody can be used. Can I pray for you? Nobody will use you. Nobody will use you. When I begin to tell you one of the experiences I've seen and I've had during counseling, sometimes it's wonderful. It's wonderful. By the power and the blood of Jesus, whoever has an eye on you or your children to do evil to you, they overblind their eyes in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whoever is coming out at midnight to harm you, I am still praying for you that their wickedness return back to their own house in the name of the Lord Jesus. I repeat again, please, before you leave your house, pray. And you have lived in an apartment where there is wickedness, sweep your floor before you get out. The Bible says, there is no also in the last days that perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of themselves more than the Lord. I'm telling you the truth now. The pastor was telling me just a few days ago. He said he put his shoe like this outside. Somebody came in and said, I just want this. By the time he returned, the shoe was no more there. He said, that was what I want to wear to your house. He can't find the shoe again. He said, they started searching for the shoe. Later, they now could put the shoe beside the house there. Who is playing who? You think it's Ludo? It's not Ludo. It's not Ludo. Somebody is doing some funny thing. The pastor sent us to go and pray somewhere. And we got into the house there. All of us removed our shoe. We got it. By the time we came out, they have put white on all of our shoes. All of us, they have put supplements there for us. And I said, don't wear this thing. They said, it's just powder. Which powder? I use my leg to trek home. I mean, I'm very smart. I use my leg to trek home. All the people that wore that shoe, hospital, stroke, pneumonia, hypertension, etc., etc. May I escape? The evil of the wicked will not get you. I was doing counseling and somebody came. He brought nylon. He said, Daddy, I want to bless you. And he put Bonvita. Is it Bonvita? He put Milo. And I said, thank you. And I carried that nylon with my hand. And I got it home. And the Lord said, you have snake in the nylon. You have snake in the nylon. So I said, snake, I beg, this snake in this house. And Pastor Ayo came to our house with a small girl. I don't know which of them now. All of them are big. Permission. And was shouting, snake, snake. This madam said, we snake, where did you see snake? I said, it is true, there is snake in this house. And I ran downstairs. So they came to present for me. If they can do it to me, they will do it to you. It's not a joke. It's not a curse. Because we are in a wicked world. So I carry Milo. And thank God, my normal form, this is when people bless me, I share it. But that one I did not share. If I share, the person will say, I give the person snake. Thank God I did not share. I was stingy that day. We are in a wicked world. Now we are going to be seeing a lot of bullshit that this year is going to an end. But you know what? Let them bring it on. It will return back to their head. I'm not hearing you. I said, let them bring it on. It will return where? Because if God be for us, God be for us. And so the last danger I want us to pray about today is death. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 6, 26. He said the last enemy that must be destroyed is death. Life is a precious gift. But the enemy wants to collect. He said the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Death wants to take you away before your time. Then want to turn a sweet home into a mockery. He wants to turn a sweet woman, a handsome boy, to a street boy. Turn the woman to a beggar. Because death comes and it takes the help of the family away. I am praying for you that you will not die before your time. No matter the vision you have, no matter the dream you have, when death takes you, everything ends. Can I pray on top of your head? Any death propelled against you to remove you before your time, I am praying for you. It goes back to sender in the name of Jesus. not 1 year, not 1 month, not 1 second, will be removed from your life in the name of the Lord Jesus. I am praying for you. I said not 1 minute will be removed from your destiny in the name of the Lord Jesus. Death makes people to laugh. They say, Shoto, I told you, when death happens, people will laugh. You see, the wife don't die now. The husband don't die. Helper don't die. Shoto, I want to pray for you. Whatever death that want to bring mockery and shame to you, I say, goes back to sender in the name of the Lord Jesus. And some people, they will not kill them physically. They kill them spiritually. They are just walking around. They are dead. I pray for you. Both spiritual death, physical death, shall never be your portion in the name of the Lord Jesus. Death separate loved ones. Yes. It's like a dream. Have you lost a loved one before? It's like a dream. You have lost people that are very precious to me before. It's like a dream. That it's a lie. It's a lie. I am praying for you. I am praying for you. Concerning you, there will be no tears in the name of Jesus. Concerning your loved one, there will be no tears in the name of Jesus Christ. That takes people to eternity without there's no return ticket. We are not going to eternity now until we have fulfilled our purpose. Any death that want to stop your purpose, I cast them in the name of the Lord Jesus. May you not die before your time. I know you will not say that because he's dead. I said you will not die before your time. May you not be wasted by wicked forces. May the hands of the wicked not perform their enterprise over your life. No matter the danger, in the remaining days of November and December, they will not come near your household. I pray for you. May you escape every evil and wickedness of the wicked in the name of the Lord Jesus. As I pray for you, so shall it be in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Rise from your feet and I can pray together. Pray with me. Say, in the remaining days of this year. Not hearing you, say, in the remaining days of this year. Lord, deliver me from evil. Deliver my family from evil. Are you going to pray? Lift up your voice and pray. Will you lift up your voice and pray? In the remaining days of this year. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. My name is Femi Akinola, so I'm going to say Femi. Femi, Femi, the enemy will not swallow me. Lift up your voice and pray for yourself like that. The enemy will not swallow me. The enemy has swallowed so many people, though. They will not swallow me. Say, lift up your voice and pray. The enemy will not swallow me. In Jesus' name we pray. Every one of you listen as you pray this prayer, say after me, anybody that is assigned to waste me, say, I am not your candidate. Waste yourself in the name of Jesus. Hire killers are wasters. Arm robbers are wasters. There are some people that they are just careless on the road. They come and hit somebody. They are wasters. Somebody said it was reversing. Reverse and went straight to the bus stop. A man with his wife and 2 children ran over them. What kind of reverse is that? They are wasters, sir. Say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, anybody assigned to waste me? Anybody assigned to waste my family? We are not your candidate, sir. Waste yourself in the name of Jesus. If you don't mind, lift up your voice and pray. Somebody praying, I will not be wasted. I will not be wasted. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Please pray with me. Make sure you are praying wherever you are. Say, any trap of death that is set for me. Lift up your voice. Say, any trap of death that is set for me. Say, I escape them in the name of Jesus. No, here, say, somebody say, I escape by fire. Any trap of death that is set for my family. Say, we escape them by the blood of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Any trap of death. Every trap of death that is set for you and your family, you are going to escape them. Hey, somebody pray. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm stopping this one because of just one person. All of you stretch your hands to me as I pray for you. Somebody there right now, the Lord said they have hijacked your favor. They have hijacked your destiny. Every destiny has been hijacked here. Return back. Be restored back now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Just a few minutes. Let me see your hand. Don't put it down. Don't put it down. Any favor that has been hijacked that makes nobody to show you mercy. Let your hijack and stolen favor be restored in the name of Jesus. Remain small. Remain small. Just wait. Any star that have been plucked from heaven and they have been trampled on the floor, let that star be restored and shine again in the name of Jesus. Remain small. Just a few minutes. Just a few seconds, sir. By the power and blood of Jesus, that person there that they are sitting on your glory, I unseat them now in the name of Jesus. I said, I unseat them now in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. Put on your hands. Please read for me Psalm 118, verse 17. Psalm 118, verse 17. I shall not die, but I will live to declare the works of the Lord. Read for yourself, everybody, loud and clear. Go. Don't forget that place, so I'm coming. Say after me, any charm. Oh my God. Say, let me hear you again. Arrange to disgrace me. No, here, say, any charm. You know me of charm now? Charm now, juju. Charm deo. Any charm. Arrange to disgrace me. Say, catch fire. You pray the prayer for 2 minutes non-stop. Say, are you ready to pray? Any charm. They are using with my name, with my picture. Arrange. The one they put at your doorpost. The one they blow in the air. Any charm. Hey, somebody pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now I pray for you very quickly that anybody testing your life with charm, let their charm disgrace them in the name of Jesus. Whoever wants to tamper with your life and tell you sorry. Whatever I want to tamper with your life and tell you, I'm sorry, it was a prank. Benny. Let me tell you what happened recently. A man proposed to a lady after he thought that the lady, they were in love. After he proposed and did everything, the lady now said, I'm sorry, it was me and my friend that bet that I will get you to propose to me. What's that? No, what is that? The man said, you bet. He said, yes. So other people pursue you now and telling you that you are fine. They have bet that they will get you. Let me pray for you as your father. They will not get you. So when the man told me, I said, no, call her. There's something beyond this one. I said, Shebi, you have eaten her food. I said, you have eaten charm. The girl said, let me just tell you the truth. I did all I could. Why? Why? Now, the man said, want to marry you. You now run back. You must marry. You must marry. Yeah, Shebi, you started it now. She ran from Lagos to Ekiti. From Ekiti to Kogi. I told her, just confess. She said she did so many things. You don't want to hear what she did. Women, may you be a good woman. I said, may you be a good lady. May you be a good mother. You will not be wicked. You will not be wicked. I will not say anything than that. I'm still praying for you. Whoever want to tamper with your life and tell you sorry, I command their sorry kill them in the name of Jesus. Whoever at the plan how they will bring you down, as they are planning, their plan backfire in the name of Jesus. I'm praying for you, if you don't mind. Any mistake that you will do that will make you fall into the hands of your enemies, let Jehovah turn your mistake by mercy to miracle in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Say after me, every attack of death over my life. Don't forget, we read Psalm 118, that shall not die. Say, every attack of death over my life. Say, go back to your sender. There are attacks of death, to go back to your sender. Lift up your voice and pray like that. Every attack of death over my life, over my family, backfire. Hey, somebody pray. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. And he said concerning Jesus, let us kill him. Let us see how his dream will come to pass. Anybody that want to use death to end your dream and vision, I pray their death kill them in the name of Jesus. I told you not to form when you're in church. I said their plan of death over Joseph did not work. Their plan of death over your head, you will escape in the name of Jesus. Say after me, say, my father, my helper.
My father, my helper.
Any sacrifice made to finish me. Benny, any sacrifice. Made, they created it. Any sacrifice. Sacrifice of fasting. Sacrifice of whatever they are put down. Made to finish me. By fire. In the name of Jesus. Their sacrifice will not work over my life. Their sacrifice will not work over my children. Their sacrifice will not work over my spouse. I thought you were going to pray. Are you praying? Hey, somebody praying. Hey, somebody praying. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I'm a sickness unto death. Hey, say sickness unto death. I'm not your candidate. Go back to where you're coming from. Lift up your voice and pray for yourself like that. Sickness unto death. Go back. In Jesus' name we pray. Let me use your two hands to hold your head like this. Every pronouncement of death over your head, go back to sender. We're in deliverance service. There's somebody there, the Lord said, you are just a shadow. They have taken your essence and virtue. As we pray now, it shall be returned. So I pray for you right now. Any pronouncement of death over your life, over your head, I command them right now to be neutralized in the name of Jesus. It has not reached, it remains small. Whatever they are using to advance, to threaten your destiny and your head, let that thing be neutralized in the name of Jesus. Any head here they have tied, any head here they are sitting on, any head here they are bewitched, head, hear the word of God. Oh yeah, receive deliverance by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever they have introduced into your life and your head when you are sleeping, Benny, anybody here that you have another personality living inside of you right now in this deliverance service, let the personality walk out now in the name of Jesus. Bible says when man slept, his enemy came and planted bullshit in his life. Every task he has sown into your life, every wickedness they have sowed into your life, every spam they have released into your life, every bite of the wicked upon your life, every scratch of the wicked upon your life, I neutralize the effect now in the name of Jesus. Every blow of the wicked against your destiny, every blow, every hit, every curse of the wicked against your virtue, let them be reversed now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As I'm talking now, anybody here that your name, your picture, your undies, your slippers is on the altar of the wicked, let the person that took it there replace you now in the name of Jesus. Eat as of flesh and drink as of blood that are after your life, I cause them to release you now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whoever has eyes on you and has interest in your life. Somebody was saying, I don't like her, I just want to play with her. Whoever has interest in your life for evil, I command them right now to go on exile in the name of Jesus. Any waster that is already around your life, any waster that is already inside your life, I command separation between you and them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Remove your hand from the head. May you be smarter than your enemies. Your going out is safe. Your returning to your house is secure. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray for you today that wherever they will call your name to harm you, thunder will answer on your behalf in the name of Jesus. Fire will answer on your behalf in the name of Jesus. You will not be finished by the wicked in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Stretch your two hands to me again. You will not join them to pursue money this year. All the blessing you will need, the money you will need to sort that thing that is very, 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 very present in your life, the Lord will arrange people to give to you in the name of Jesus. Benny, as you walk, as you obey God, as you love God, as you serve God, what you deserve in life, the blessing that is your size, that is bigger than your size, are you ready? The Lord, put them on your hands in the name of the Lord Jesus. You will not be a failure. You will not fail as a father. You will not fail as a mother. You will not fail as a pastor. You will not fail as a businessman. You will not fail in marriage. In the name of Jesus. Students, you will not be a failure. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Put your hands down as I pray. None of our children will be missing. None of you will be missing. None of us will be missing.
Amen.
You will not take the wrong bus.
Amen.
You will not take the wrong flight.
Amen.
You will not take the wrong route.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The wrong people will not enter into your life.
Amen.
The wrong people will not come into your life.
Amen.
If they are already in your life, let them get out now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whoever said they will not leave you alone. Very, very important. The sickness that will make them to leave you alone, the Lord will give it to them in the name of Jesus. And when the Lord told me this morning, he said, pray against danger. Pray against danger. You have seen November 1st, November 2nd, November. You will see the end of this year in the name of Jesus. Happy New Year together. We shall say in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Go ahead and give him praise. Go ahead and give him praise.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakelaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Raising a people of integrity. Power, pebbles, and to make pebbles.